albums, we got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our album review. And we're joined by Colette and Kate in the studio. Hello, guys.
Hey, guys.
And this is very special because we are doing a collaborative album review. I mean, we've never had two people on one album, but I think it was for a good reason. Mm-hmm. So what was the album that you guys chose to do for us this week?
We did Ariana Grande's newest album, which the name is
Eternal Sunshine.
Of course.
This is so embarrassing. Oh my God. I was like, I want to do Ari's new album. I want to do Ariana's new album. And I can't even remember the name of it.
It happens to all of us. It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
And we had the solar eclipse. That's true. You know, it was just, a lot was happening today. So break down this album for me. I mean, clearly we haven't heard from Ariana in a very long time with an album. So what was this all about?
This is kind of like her post-divorce album. She just got divorced from Dalton Gomez.
I did not even know that, actually.
And so, obviously, everyone knows she's been cheating. She's with the guy who played SpongeBob on Broadway. And he
has a wife.
So he cheated on his wife with Ariana.
I knew about that.
And so, that's why there's a lot of hype around this album. Like, ooh, like, is
people
it gonna...
People were really expecting, like, some tea and drama out of it. And I think people might be disappointed on that front.
And I think me forgetting the name of the album is a little bit indicative of this whole album. I liked it, but it's just a tad forgettable. Like, I haven't been listening to it too much. I've been listening to some of my favorites, which are We Can't Be Friends and Bye. And
I also really liked Bye. That was probably my favorite one on the track.
And that's it for me. It's like... But I also appreciate, like, me and Colette were talking about this off air, how generic pop it is. Sometimes...
Oh, yeah. It makes me feel like I'm in an American Eagle in a bad way.
See, I kind of like generic pop. Like, a good pop song, and I'm like, yeah, like, this takes me back to pop music, like, the 2010s, that they almost call it, like, trashy pop. And it's like, you know, sometimes I do want to feel like I'm shopping in a store. Like, I'm sorry.
I do want to be an American Eagle.
Yes. Like, I'm sorry.
I think she could have... She's made a name for herself at this point. I feel like she could be experimenting more with what she's doing. Like,
I agree.
It's just the same stuff over and over.
Mm-hmm. Especially with, like, the controversy of Yes And. Like, it's a good song. I like it, but it's, like, it's all about, like, responding to allegations, responding to comments, negative feedback, cancel culture, and it's, like, people have those comments about you because you stole a man. Like, you stole someone's man. Like, it's just a really weird response to all of that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, she has break up with your girlfriend. I'm bored. Like,
that's true.
This has been her personality for
a
while.
No, yeah, I totally get that. I mean, honestly, coming off the last hype of, you know, her past albums of, like, Sweetener and all that, like, I think people were expecting so much from her return. And I feel like that's been kind of a common thing I'm hearing about this album is that it was falling flat of a lot of expectations.
I felt like her last one fell flat, too. I thought she was really going to do something different to get this out there, and she didn't really...
Mm-hmm. And, you know, filming Wicked and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of feel like I see that Glinda personality in this album. Like, everything's very airy and very, like, highly pitched. And, you know, when I think back to her other songs, like Seven Rings and all that, where it's kind of that lower octave and stuff. Like, I don't know. I feel like you could definitely see her whole new persona.
Yes. Now. Yeah, talk about music theory. I love it. but in that, like, in all of her promotion, it's the bubbles. It's like the bubble Unicode emojis. And it's all of this, like, bubbles and hearts and flowers, which is what Glinda is.
Yeah.
And especially, like, comparing it to Seven Rings, like, that was a little bit of an edgier album for her. And she's always been about... She writes love songs, but she's going back into her bubbly, literally bubble.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Bubbly
very
bubble.
True.
That's good.
So let's talk some favorite songs on this album. I know you guys mentioned a couple of them, but give me a couple more.
I definitely liked Bye. She had some synthesizer thing going on, and I really liked that. And then I also really liked Saturn Return Interlude. It wasn't even a song, but I just thought it was creative because she always gets people in her albums, like, talking and saying, like, really cool things, and I just really like that interlude part.
For sure. How about you, Kate?
I would say Ordinary Things, because she had her grandma on it, and I just think that is so sweet and such a lovely tribute of her grandma.
Oh, for sure. And of course, we gotta play a song for you guys from that album, and it's one that's doing very well on the charts right now. It's We Can't Be Friends, Wait for Your Love by Ariana Grande. We Can't Be Friends by Ariana Grande off of her Eternal Sunshine album. That was our album review this week by Colette and Kate. So you guys, any more honorable mentions for this album before we wrap it up?
My honorable mention is going to go to the deluxe version of the song Supernatural with Troye Sivan, because obviously I love Troye Sivan.
That was definitely a standout for sure. How about you, Colette?
I don't know. I really want to look up that Troye Sivan one now. I didn't even know there was a deluxe version.
Yeah, she ended up releasing that. It was only about 4 songs that she just added, like kind of just right onto the end of the album. But yeah, Troye Sivan's on there, and honestly, they are awesome together.
I definitely need to check out the deluxe version, because I saw there was a remix of Yes And with Mariah Carey, which sounds like it would be amazing.